So my name is Sean Heuser. I am the manager of the North Carolina Environment and Climate Observing Network, or ECONET, which is a weather station network that we operate here at the State Climate Office of North Carolina. So the weather station network is basically it's a network of 42, soon to be 43 stations, actually. We're working with the folks at UNC Asheville to bring their weather station into our network. So sidebar there. But the network itself is research-grade weather stations that are located typically in areas that don't have weather stations, such as weather stations that are more convenient for large airports, like for your listeners, the Asheville Airport, or you know, back where I am in the Raleigh-Durham area. Excuse me, the Raleigh-Durham Airport. These are designed more for agricultural users. So we have a lot of parameters, or we measure a lot of things that these bigger weather stations will not measure, primarily solar radiation, soil moisture, soil temperature, anything that can be used to help ag users mainly make better decisions. Over the years, though, we've expanded our network to incorporate more air quality, to help with air quality. So that's why we have a lot of stations in the mountains at high elevation sites. We have a few on, especially the one at Mount Mitchell, that are on top of mountains. Some other ones in the area include Frying Pan Mountain, Wine Spring Mountain, which is down in Franklin. But these help with air quality monitoring by looking, especially with the wind speeds for those mountains, can help them as well. So we have a multitude of applications we try to use with our network, and those sensors are critical for them to make make decisions that will help everyone in the area.
So it's mostly agriculture. That's kind of who the farmers and people who have it.
Yeah. So the network started as an agricultural network. So we started with about 23 stations located mainly at ag research stations that are housed by NC State. So the closest one in the Asheville area would be down at Mills River, right near the airport, actually. So we have a station on that property. Over time, they've kind of built based on who wants to help fund the stations. We kind of put them in areas that don't that can help increase the density of weather stations in the area. It's all automated. So this equipment will measure weather weather parameters every 1 minute, and then we communicate with the stations every 5 minutes here in Raleigh through cell phone technology. And so that's why our data is near real time. So usually on our website, within 5 minutes, you'll get the most real time data from these weather stations.
Wow, that is. And if, do you get input from users, and has that shaped that at all? I mean, or do you set the kind of
parameters? Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for input from users. You know, we've a few of the instruments that are actually on the tower were grants from state agencies that were looking for it. So, a couple of examples. One being, we have a wind sensor on our tower. We have a bunch of wind sensors on our tower now, but one of them that we put at 18 feet on our tower was to help with fire weather monitoring, because that's the height of a lot of vegetative canopy. So they want to know what's the wind speed right above that canopy. Another one that we did just recently, human heat health has become a pretty hot topic, no pun intended there. But we've installed thermometers that help monitor heat stress, to better help not only forecasters but the general public know if the conditions are ripe for being outside for long periods of time. That data right now, we're still in the evaluation stage, but it's something that users asked for, so we've been trying to work to put that into play and to make it available.